Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Now, to talk more about some of the challenges facing students like John Tanna, we're joined now by Rebecca Pryor-Perret. She's an associate dean at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and executive director of Success Works, a career services program there. And Rebecca, I know recruiting time for some industries was earlier this year before the pandemic hit, but I assume there are still lots of students that are concerned. What are you hearing from students trying to get jobs in the middle of all of this?
Yes. You know, we have a number of students that got jobs. They worked really hard and secured some offers. Some of those offers have been rescinded now. So we're absolutely seeing some changes in that front. Some of the hiring process has been paused or postponed. We're also seeing later start dates. So we have students who the start dates are getting pushed further back until organizations can better onboard. And then we do have a good number of students who are in industries where hiring tends to be right close to graduation. And those students are very nervous right now.
Yeah. Are you directing them to alternatives that may not even be part of or any way aligned with their degrees? So I'm thinking about Amazon, for instance, had said it will hire more than 100,000 new workers to meet the extra demand at its warehouses. But who else is hiring right now? And have you had those kinds of discussions with your students?
Yeah, and we are often taking the lead of the student. So I think one of the things that we're really helping students think about is, you know, when they have to pivot to a different opportunity, is it an opportunity where they can be leveraging their strengths and interests? You know, that's the ideal. You know, we're seeing definitely big parts of industries just on an absolute pause. But we are seeing hiring happening in K-12 education, nonprofit organizations, software companies, and also in the healthcare industry. And so, you know, one of the biggest companies that's hiring our students is Epic Systems, the healthcare technology company. And they have a very large company and they're expanding at a rapid pace. And they are one of our top employers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. And they are hiring, they're continuing this extraordinary pace of adding new employees. And so we are working with them on developing pipelines to their organization as well.
What are you telling students who ask about the long-term impacts of graduating during this recession? You know, there are studies that show your first salary out of college can really determine the course of your lifetime earnings. But at the same time, you kind of mentioned something earlier about how you're telling students this is not your fault. And if we're all in this together, if all the students are experiencing this, it kind of makes me think back to the Great Recession of 2008 and how those graduates, over time, we've seen they are making less than perhaps if the recession had not happened. Are you having those conversations and what are you telling them?
Yes. You know, I think it's really tricky. We also have students who have lost out on their internship opportunities who are wondering some of these same questions. What is the long-term impact on this? And to some extent, you know, what's different than in 2008? In 2008, students could fall back on part-time work or things they might have been doing in the summers to make some extra money. A lot of those opportunities are not available either. And so we're really trying to help students evaluate what is their situation? What are they learning through this incredible transition that they've had to make? How do they capitalize on that for the future as the industries across the board are going to change drastically as a result of this recession and this pandemic? And how do they leverage that as they go forward? So we're working with them on, you know, are there micro internships that you could do? So part-time paid opportunities that will get you connected with an organization who needs work done, which could lead perhaps to more opportunities in the future. How do you connect with some of the alumni that are out there that have are aware of job opportunities and maybe internship opportunities for our younger students? So, but these students are smart and talented and resilient and they're hungry. So I'm glad to be poised to be able to help them.
That's Rebecca Pryor-Perret, Associate Dean for the Career Initiative in the College of Letters and Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'm glad to talk to you today, Tanya.
Are you graduating? Are you hiring new grads? We'd love to hear from you at hereandnow.org.